Art of War of the Inbox, principle number 4, check your biases. I read books, study human biases, and even have a copy of Psychology of Human Misjudgment by Charlie Munger propping up my monitor. Yet still, I continue to make wildly irrational choices, including accidentally sabotaging some of my clients' email campaigns. I'm a biased and ignorant bandit. These rationality-killing urges are evolutionary and can be traced back to before written history. A few thousand years ago, a warrior philosopher in China was one of the first humans to document the inherent dangers of allowing biases to infect our decisions. He who exercises no forethought but makes light of his opponents is sure to be captured by them. Sun Tzu. A modern marketing translation would go like this. Check yourself before you wreck your campaign. Okay, let's unpack how you can adapt Sun Tzu's advice in the Art of War to modern email marketing. First, a quick lesson on human nature. The first principle is that you must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool. Richard Feynman. What are cognitive biases? If they're so bad, why do we have them? Cognitive biases, by definition, are tendencies to think in specific ways that can lead to systematic deviations from a standard of rationality or good judgments. All humans believe they trend toward the rational, but our brain and body chemistry's evolutionary speed is not kept up with the so-called dangers of modernity. Originally wired to save your life or help you procreate, cognitive biases can quietly drown your campaigns and business if left unchecked. Awareness is curative. We cannot rewire our brains to quiet the inner caveman. However, we can install a security system for spotting bias-driven decisions. Here's a quick tour of the most lethal biases. If I were to run you through all the different biases that may be ruining your email campaigns, profits, or even life, we'd need a book, not a blog post. Rolf DeBelli, who wrote The Art of Thinking Clearly, has cataloged over 120 of them. In wartime, the most common biases would fall under the broad overconfidence umbrella. Take Napoleon as an example, who on the morning of the Battle of Waterloo smugly assured his generals,
"I tell you, Wellington is a bad general. The English are bad soldiers, and we will settle this matter by lunchtime."
Napoleon Bonaparte. That arrogance resulted in one of recorded history's most publicly embarrassing and tragic mistakes. Of course, the modern inbox is not a 19th century battleground, so the stakes are not the same, but fortunately, or not, the human biases haven't changed a bit. I've distilled this list down to 4 biases that will wreak the most havoc on your email campaigns. Number 1, survivorship bias. In technical terms, survivorship bias is the logical error of concentrating on the people or things that survived some process and inadvertently overlooking those that did not work because of their lack of visibility. In plain English, it means that you survived a particular scenario and now think you will always survive it in the future. An email marketing example could be uploading a borrowed list to MailChimp or Klaviyo. Your account's fine, maybe the campaign goes well, and you decide to borrow another list 10 times as big to get 10x the ROI. Because it worked the first time, it has to work this time. But what happens is you get kicked out of your account and burn your domain, which comes with a minimum 30-day email prison sentence. The previous win may have been due to the smaller size of the stealing, or maybe just dumb luck. One way we dampen the impact of this enemy of good campaigns is to add a few questions to our pre-launch checklist that goes something like this. Look back at my previous successful campaigns. When did I get away with a bad strategy? When did I have a solid plan, but a single bad result made me completely dismiss it? Are either of these factors at play in my current campaign? Number 2, projection bias. There are various definitions of this bias, but at its core, it makes us predict a future outcome based on our present emotional state. In your head, it probably goes something like this. I love this new service we're launching. My clients are most definitely gonna love it too. I should probably double my headcount because the demand will be so damn high. Optimism is necessary for successful entrepreneurship, but you should dial it back a smidge. Don't project your emotional state on your potential customer. Inject some rationality into the mix and make a rational optimist soup. Here are three things we do at B2B Bandits to defend against projection bias. First, you could ask your clients or prospective clients what they really think about your new something or whatever, and treat their answer as truth, even if it doesn't make any goddamn sense. Secondly, find a hard truth teller, like your wife, mother-in-law, or sister. Not trying to be sexist, but there's just too much damn science proving that women will verbally deliver hard truth more consistently. Ask them about your emotional state and the decision you are about to make. Three, study your past failures and see if you could spot when and where projection bias may have gutted a campaign. And now for number three and number four, endowment bias and the sunk cost fallacy. These two usually come in pairs, and they are a dangerous, dangerous duo. Endowment biases make you overvalue what you already possess. For example, because you spent 14 years perfecting this analyst algorithm, you feel that your knowledge and time justify a much higher price tag. On the other side, the sunk cost fallacy is a sneaky way to rationalize a bad decision because of previous investment. Maybe you've spent 10 grand on a failing ad campaign. You continue it because you think, if I stick with it, maybe I can recover the cost. Or, hell, if I end the campaign now, I'll lose the 10 grand I already spent. Put these two villains in the same room, aka your brain, and disarming them can be nearly impossible. Your services are worth what people are willing to pay, period. Without investing more time and money, you cannot recover your sunk costs in a failed campaign, period. In email marketing, this typically plays out when announcing a new thing or slinging a new offer and putting extra time and money behind it. Here's how we try to battle this. We ask ourselves, what else do my clients or prospects consider valuable? What's the gap between what I charge and the value I bring? Are you willing to increase your loss on a failed campaign in the hopes of breaking even? Okay, so how do we overcome our biases? There are several tactics you can deploy to battle all of your biases. Here are two that we work hard to ritualize at B2B Bandits. First, believe the data. Data is critical, but it needs to be statistically significant to be useful for choosing a campaign. Neil Patel has a great statistical significance calculator that would prove a pretty valuable tool in your arsenal when battling your biases. When running A/B tests, look more closely at unexpected failure and success. Even if it doesn't seem rational, treat it as fact and act accordingly. That gap between your assumptions and reality is where your biases lurk. See if you can label the bias that drove the assumption. Secondly, believe subscriber behavior. Your clients and subscribers' behavior will always tell the truth. Beware polls and vanity metrics and look at what they are spending and how they act or not. Open rates are far less critical than booked appointments and Google Analytics time on site and pages per visit stats. Also, be careful with making choices after a campaign is ignored. You cannot know with any level of certainty why you are being ignored. So you must ground yourself in reality.
Truth, more precisely an accurate understanding of reality, is the essential foundation for producing good outcomes.
Ray Dalio. Whether we study Marcus Aurelius, who wrote at length about piercing through immediate perceptions in his Meditations, or follow an indisputably successful business thinker like Ray Dalio, one thing is clear. Our mind will eventually mislead us. Take up arms in the battle of you versus your brain by following Sun Tzu and not underestimating how powerful your biases are. We cannot eliminate our biases, but we can continue to check ourselves and our campaigns before making high impact decisions. Until next time, be a bandit or be broke.